Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 26th of January, 2026. With a real view of 27 degrees Celsius, it's currently 27 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. Immigration uncovers migrant smuggling ring using ambulance. Traditional leader calls on Zema to tackle mining pollution in Mamba. And 15 dead after Philippines ferry with 300 passengers sink.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Department of Immigration has uncovered migrant smuggling networks using an ambulance and private vehicles after intercepting and detaining over 90 Ethiopian nationals for immigration-related offences in coordinated operations conducted in Nyimba, Siavonga and Mpika districts yesterday. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says in Nyimba District, immigration officers detained 30 Ethiopian nationals for failing to appear before the nearest immigration office upon entry into the country, along with two Zambians for aiding and abetting. Mr. Shinka says the Ethiopian nationals were handed over to the Nyimba Immigration Office by the police, who had intercepted a Lusaka-bound ambulance belonging to Outer Memorial Hospital at Kacholola Checkpoint, following an alert from the Nyimba Immigration Office. He explains that the ambulance, which approached the checkpoint with sirens fully engaged in an apparent attempt to secure unhindered passage, was stopped and searched. Mr. Shinka has more details.
Preliminary investigations revealed that only three of the Ethiopian nationals were in possession of passports, though without immigration endorsements, while the remaining individuals were undocumented. Investigations further indicate the group was picked up from Katete. All suspects are currently detained in Nyimba, pending further investigations and possible prosecution. In a separate operation conducted the same morning, a joint team of Immigration and Drug Enforcement Commission officers apprehended 48 Ethiopian nationals near Gem Primary School area in Siavonga District. The group was intercepted while being transported in two Toyota Hiace vehicles, registration numbers CAG7241 and BBD3862. Upon interception, the drivers believed to be Zambian nationals fled the scene, abandoning both vehicles and their occupants.
Senior Headman Sigalonzo of Mwemba Chiefdom in Mamba District has appealed to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency to urgently address mining pollution that is damaging agricultural land in the area, resulting in maize crops changing color from green to black. In an interview, Senior Headman Sigalonzo says the situation is worrying for local farmers who depend on agriculture for their livelihoods. The traditional leader has warned that if no action is taken to curb the pollution, farming activities in the area could come to an end. He has stressed that soil contamination possesses a serious threat to food security and the well-being of communities in Mwemba Chiefdom.
In agriculture sector, we have challenges of the crops along the roads where they are taking crop. All the crops are dark. They have changed the color from green because the crop should be green. And we have a lot of dust pollution, air, water pollution in our streams. So we have that challenge. I don't know where the Zema people are. Those are the people who should look over those. We have good examples. We have streams in Murungwa. We have streams in Mamba. We have streams in Kandabwe Koram Komani. All those we have to sit down so that we earn. Also, in terms of agriculture will come to an end in our district.
In more news, the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has announced that it suspended 7 broadcasting stations in 2025 for non-payment of annual operating fees. Speaking during a media briefing, IBA board chairperson Chisoko Lajula says 3 of the 7 stations complied by the end of the year, leading to the lifting of their suspension, while the remaining 4 are still undergoing regulatory procedures. He adds that the authority recorded 14 breaches involving 9 broadcasting stations through content monitoring, including poor program moderation. Mr. Jula has also announced that as at end of 2025, Zambia had 202 radio stations and 61 television stations, bringing the total number of broadcasting stations in the country to 263. He says the IBA will continue to strengthen content monitoring and compliance ahead of the August general elections.
The authority suspended licenses for 7 broadcasting stations for non-payment of annual operating fees. By the end of the year, 3 of the 7 stations have complied and the suspension is lifted, while the remaining 4 are undergoing regulatory procedures. The authority recorded 14 breaches involving 9 broadcasting stations. These breaches were identified through content monitoring efforts, and they were primarily associated with the following issues. Firstly, poor moderation of programs. Secondly, content or material likely to disturb public order. Thirdly, broadcasting of unsubstantiated.
Meanwhile, Hot FM was awarded Most Innovative Station. Congratulations to us. In other news, the government says it has awarded 15 scholarships to students to pursue master's and PhD programs in climate change at the University of Zambia, UNZA, in a bid to strengthen the country's response to climate-related challenges. In an interview, Minister of Green Economy and the Environment, Director for Green Economy and Climate Change, Ephraim Shitima, says the scholarships are intended to raise awareness among young people and equip them with the knowledge required to combat climate change. Mr. Shitima has emphasized that addressing climate change requires a shift in behavior, which can be achieved through both formal and informal education. He notes that empowering young people with relevant skills and scientific knowledge is critical to developing sustainable solutions to the climate challenges facing the country.
Students at the master's and PhD levels, but behavioral change, including informal education, interacting so that people change their practices. That's the focus of this project. It's about behavioral change, both through the formal and non-formal education, but including training skills. You hear things about 15 scholarships that have been issued under this project. Students who are studying climate change at the University of Zambia, both at master's and PhD level. And I think that is very
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist Dr. Luvinda Habazoga has expressed optimism that Zambia will record GDP growth for over 6% following the normalization of electricity supply and the favorable rainfall pattern being experienced. Dr. Habazoga has told Hot FM Business News that the restoration of the stable electricity supply will enable the mining sector to increase production, thereby contributing significantly to the national treasury. He has further observed that the good rainfall being recorded across the country will boost the agriculture sector, making it a key contributor to the country's GDP growth. Dr. Habazoga has added that the construction and retail sector are also expected to perform strongly this year, driven by improved energy supply and agricultural input.
Well, I think that for this year, definitely, we are going to achieve a GDP growth rate of above 6%. And the reason I'm saying so is that the normalization of power supply, that's one. Two, the very good rainfall patterns that we have achieved. Mining also depends on power, and that industry depends on power industry. And the mining sector contributes to GDP. Agriculture sector contributes to GDP. And these also have a trickle-down effect. If mining and agriculture is doing well, construction and retail, which are also major contributors to GDP, would perform well, so I think 6% is achievable.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
At least 15 people have died after a ferry carrying more than 350 passengers and crew members on board sank in the waters off Philippines' southern coast.